I don't watch a lot of schoolboy rugby anymore. I haven't had a child playing schoolboy rugby for 11, 12 years now. But when I did, and occasionally when I go to watch one of the big schoolboy games in Cape Town, I continue to be gobsmacked by the level of competitiveness which is shown by the parents and supporters in the stands. That, you know, it's ridiculous. It's naive to believe that in 2018, with professional sport around and with the rewards from professional sport being as they are and with so much status attaching to sporting success, it's naive to believe that schoolboy or schoolgirl sport could be played for the fun of it, that winning is not going to be important. But one does have a sense that sometimes the desire to win overrides everything else. And some of the behavior that I've seen and some of the behavior that I've had reported to me while sitting behind this microphone has been quite scary. So really interesting to see that ahead of, I know that there are people at Sachs and Weinberg that are going to dispute this, but I think what is perhaps the Southern Suburbs rugby derby of the year, which is Bishops against Rondebosch Boys High School, that there is an honor code which has been developed for people on the sideline of the field. Matt Pearce, well known as a Supersport presenter and commentator, also an old boy and a parent, is on the line to us now. Hello, Matt.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on the show this afternoon.
Is it the biggest Southern Suburbs derby? Am I getting into trouble for saying that?
No, I don't think we need to define it as such, because okay. I think the derbies mean different things to different schools. You know, you've got Sachs Weinberg, you mentioned them. You know, we've got quite a unique school sport situation in the Southern Suburbs, actually, with these four amazing schools that are all very competitive in a variety of different sports. And it does make for quite a unique environment, and one that has led to some excellent rivalries and healthy rivalries over many, many years. But, you know, my desire to get involved in this process, and I must stress it is a process, it's a journey we've embarked on, and I think those of us who started it were not quite sure where it was going to lead and how it was going to end up. I'm delighted to say that where we are to date is in a very positive space. But this is not about Bishops and Rondebosch either. It arose out of old boys from two of those schools, being myself and David Becker, getting together to discuss our concerns as parents. You know, we've both had boys go through the schools and their teenagers, and just our own observations. You know, David is a highly accomplished and internationally recognized sports lawyer. I obviously have a connection with...
You're a highly accomplished and internationally respected sports commentator, Matt Pearce.
Well, thank you. I'm humbled, John. But, you know, I'm connected to professional sport in my daily life, and I don't often get, like you, to watch a lot of schoolboy sport, but I have, over the course of my son's high school years, popped in from time to time when my schedule allowed on the weekend. And I just became gradually concerned with the way standards were slipping and the lack of respect being shown to opponents on the field by supporters, in many cases some parents off the field, the lack of respect for match officials who give of their time selflessly to come and officiate on a Saturday. And I just felt strongly that something had to be done about it. I contacted David. He immediately said, I'm in, because he had similar concerns. But from that moment on, you know, we've engaged firstly the two schools concerned that we were at, but it has quickly spread.
Okay, that's fantastic. And you know, I mentioned rugby, and it's not just rugby, because Bishops Rondebosch this weekend is soccer and hockey as well.
Correct. And all we've been trying to do is to get the communities of the two schools together, and very quickly it has spread to other schools, and we've been testing certain things in other derbies. You know, Sachs, Bishops, Weinberg, Rondebosch, these are all big games, and they bring with them a lot of attention. Some of them are televised, and it's an opportunity to showcase that we actually can get beyond some of the unpleasantness and realize that the majority of people actually do want good outcomes, both on and off the field. I mean, you mentioned the role that professional sport plays. I mean, one of the things that I perceive is that a minuscule percentage of those playing under 19 rugby on a Saturday morning around our country, and I say minuscule, less than 1%, will get to play professionally in any way post-school. And yet you get the sense that a far larger percentage of the various parent bodies think that, yeah, that their sons are going to be part of that minuscule percentage.
Matt, can we get down to the sort of basics of the honour code? There's a general principles, yeah, encourage sportsmanship, respect for the spirit of the game, respect the dignity, yes, of everyone, display modesty in victory, graciousness in defeat, defer to officials and coaches' judgment. You've highlighted all of those things in your, yes, opening remarks, and there's an honour code for coaches, and it's great. It's motherhood and apple pie. It's absolutely fantastic. It's hard to argue against. But how do you, yeah, make it work in practice?
Well, I think gradually, and hopefully not too gradually. I mean, we have engaged the old boys' unions of the schools, because especially the younger old boys, you know, those who are sort of 5 years out of school, they tend to come back and support their school quite vociferously. You know, there may be some past battles from which they hold some scars, and they want to come and get some of their own back. We've engaged the old boys' unions. We've engaged the parent bodies. We've said, and the most important thing, John, is that in this process, yes, it's something that David and I started, but from then on, it has been taken by the boys of these schools. And that has been the most fascinating thing for us, is that we engaged via the headmasters, we engaged boys of the school, and we've asked them to own the process, for them to decide what environment do they want to create. How would they like their derby days to be experienced by everybody? And the feedback from the boys has been largely what has driven this process. So there's been a message to parents, to old boys, saying this is what the boys want. This is how they would like people to respond and behave on the side of the field. Now, there are many little things that we're going to go through ahead of the various matches on Saturday, and we've published the code. Rondebosch are hosting on Saturday, and they have published the code in the match program for everybody to read. There are going to be signboards up at the game, and it's And hopefully we will get the protocol that we want at the final whistle as well. You know, we tend to have at these schoolboy derbies, especially around rugby, because they have the biggest crowds, we tend to see mobs of supporters running onto the field and hoisting star players aloft. You know, we've said, you know, remember that this is a contest with two teams, and show the necessary respect to your opponents, show the necessary respect to the match officials, and then go and celebrate with your classmates. But understand teams involved.
Do you have a set of, I don't know, prefects of the honor code? I don't necessarily mean prefects of the schools, but people who've been designated to be present, and when they see a parent or an old boy getting a little uber excited, just going to have a, yeah, quiet word in their ear? I mean, is,
yes,
there any kind of sanction? Sorry, Matt, just one more.
Yes.
If, for example, one of the parent spectator honor codes is to use appropriate language with players, coaches, officials, and other spectators, yep, at all time. If there is an old boy or a parent who is particularly ugly in his language to the ref for a decision with which the parent spectator disagrees, I mean, is there a kind of sanction? Do you ban that person from feature, or is that something to be thought about in the future once you see how this takes root?
No, not in the future at all. There will be people present, but what we're also relying on in some respects is the broader community. As I mentioned earlier, the vast majority want good outcomes. So we've got to have the courage of all of our convictions to call out people, even if there are close friends who behave inappropriately, and say, hang on, you signed up for this code, you've read it, you've agreed to it. If specific people are specifically heard by those who are stationed at the various fields, yes, there will be a quiet word. That has been agreed to by the schools, and you know, it's not going to be a strict form of policing. I mean, that's almost impossible to do. But we're relying on the broader community who do want good outcomes to say, oi, hang on, that was inappropriate, and wind your neck in and think about what you're saying and where you are saying it and the context in which you are saying it.
Well, I think it's an absolutely fabulous initiative, Matt. I really think it is. And I hope that, as you said, it's not just restricted to Bishops and Rondebosch, but that it spreads not just to the southern suburbs, but into the northern suburbs and into other towns. Because this is, you know, when Dale play Queens, when Gray plays Union, this happens.
We would be delighted. And I'm happy to say we've already got emails from girls' schools in Cape Town who've read this communication that went out to the old boys' unions yesterday, as you did. And, you know, Sachs, Weinberg, you mentioned them. They have completely bought into this already. This is not about two schools. This is about improving the environment in which we play school sports and creating some new traditions, some better traditions. I've used a lot something that Mark Hammett, the ex-All Black hooker, who was coach of the Hurricanes, he came and did a talk here in Cape Town when he was coaching the Hurricanes and spoke about how he changed the culture of that team as a coach. And he left me with something that rung true. He said, every tradition has a first day. So let's not be hell-bent on bad old traditions. Let's start some new ones.
Fantastic. Well done to Matt Pearce and everybody else who's involved with this initiative, Supersport presenter and commentator.